Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. The day Jesus ascended did not end with him being carried up into the sky and disappearing into the clouds. It ended with the disciples returning to Jerusalem with great joy, where they were continually praising God in the temple. That is where Luke's Gospel of Jesus Christ begins and ends, in the temple, in the liturgy. The priest Zechariah was offering incense in the temple during the daily office. The time was coming when the glory of the Lord would move from the temple to the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Zechariah's son, John the Baptist, would prepare the way for Jesus, the Word made flesh, the glory of the only Son of the Father. Luke chapter 1 moves from the temple to Christ, to the praise of God in the great canticles of Zechariah's Benedictus and Mary's Magnificat, all in the first chapter. And then in the final chapter, chapter 24, it moves from Christ back to the temple, where we see the disciples continually praising God. Today we join the disciples and we celebrate the ascension of our Lord by returning to Jerusalem with great joy, and to the temple, where we continually praise God. This here is our Jerusalem. This place is our temple. Now, to say such is not merely an attempt at a homiletical analogy to somehow make a lame attempt at relevance. This is our Jerusalem. This is our temple. Because here the incarnate God-man is present. His very words are spoken, and his flesh and blood are given to us for the forgiveness of sins, bestowing eternal life, and bringing us into a divine communion with the Holy and Blessed Trinity. The day Jesus ascended did not end with him being carried up into the sky and disappearing into the clouds. While the disciples returned to praise God in the temple, an incredible worship also erupted in the heavenly places, where Jesus' ascension ended not only as a heavenly homecoming, but with the eternal enthronement of the Son of Man at the right hand of God. To celebrate the ascension is to join in the worship that is going on in the heavenly hosts, the saints and the angels, who this very moment, even as we sit or stand in this place, are praising God and the Lamb. And I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne and the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." To celebrate the ascension is to worship the risen, ascended, reigning Lord, who rules the entire world. And so we sing in the canticle, "For the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign." Now the world out there has no clue about who is really running things. But we know. We are reminded of this every time we come to a divine service, whether it be the Eucharist or the daily office. We know who is really running things. Yet we too often forget. We get caught up in our little personal problems, big or small. We get caught up in the problems of life, with marriage and family, children, work, economics, politics, the list is endless. And we walk into chapel burdened with these problems. And the special beauty of Ascension Day is that the eschatological reality of the risen and ascended Lord's reign is particularly pronounced. It's clear, it's proclaimed, it's confessed, it's sung, and it's just downright enjoyed anew. Our Lord reigns in grace in spite of how things may look down here on earth in these gray and latter days. And they often look very bad, and they are very bad. We need to hear. We need to hear this every time we come to worship, because we tend to forget it 5 minutes after we've walked out the church doors. The entire world needs to hear this. The missionary task of the church began with Christ's person, work, and his command to the apostles prior to their ascension. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem." The missionary task in our day, as in every age, begins with Christ, with opening the minds of all nations to understanding scriptures and what they say about who Christ was and is. And all nations are called to repentance and forgiveness in his name. And they are called to join eternal life and the eternal worship of the Holy Trinity, whose Lamb reigns, and the Lamb who reigns and brings real meaning, eternal meaning, and real hope into this world of sin. In another sense, the missionary task always begins in the temple, in the liturgy, in that place where the word and sacraments are going on and the divine gifts are received with thanksgiving and praise. O Spirit, who did once restore the church that it might yet recall the bringer of good news to all, breathe on your cloven church once more, that in these gray and latter days there may be those whose life is praise, each life a high doxology unto the Holy Trinity. The day Jesus ascended did not end with him being caught up, carried up into the sky and disappear into the clouds. It ended in the temple, where in fact the endless and eternal liturgy continues to this very day, in this place and every place where men call on the name of Jesus. It continues here, where the risen and reigning Lord truly unites heaven and earth together in his flesh in one high doxology to the Holy Trinity. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.